With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The new Central Scranton Park in Georgetown is officially open. Hundreds gathered Saturday for the ribbon cutting for the facility. Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing, and Infrastructure Minister, the Honorable Jay Ebanks.
My campaign slogan was promise made, promise kept. Sir, I made you a promise, and I've kept my promise to you. I promise you that I would advocate on your behalf for this park to see it completed. I promise you that even when the times got hard, I will continue to find the funding that I needed.
That sir being referenced is Georgetown Central MP Kenneth Bryan, who championed the park in a disadvantaged community in Georgetown.
As beautiful as this park is, it's not built to be admired. It's built to be used. So today I'm excited and I'm extending an open invitation to our community organizers, youth groups, sports clubs, charities, after-school clubs, and nonprofit organizations, particularly the Lions, but they do so much for our community. This is your space. Bring your positive initiatives to Central Scranton.
Minister Ebanks confirmed government will continue purchasing strategic land in the area to expand the park in future phases. Government is reporting record tourism arrivals for the first half of the year. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
Between January and June, the Cayman Islands recorded 288,694 stayover visitors, an 11.3% increase compared with the same period in 2025. Government figures released this week show June stayover visitors at 40,460, up 6.9% year over year, and cruise passengers at 55,639, a 15.5% increase, bringing total June visitation to 96,099. Deputy Premier and Tourism Minister, the Honorable Gary Rutte, said tourism is one of the strongest engines of the national economy and that, quote, a record first half of the year means that engine is delivering for Caymanians, end quote, pointing to wages, restaurant and taxi order books, water sports businesses, and investor confidence. He said 8 consecutive months of stayover growth alongside sustained cruise arrivals give people and businesses something they can plan around. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
In regional news, the Antigua and Barbuda government has launched a fresh diplomatic effort to persuade the United States to remove the Twin Island nation from recently imposed visa restrictions and the newly established U.S. visa bond program. Prime Minister Gaston Brown has written to U.S. President Donald Trump requesting a review of the measures affecting Antiguan and Barbudan nationals under Presidential Proclamation 10998 related visa restrictions and the permanent visa bond program. Under the program, consular offices may require non-immigrant visa applicants to post a bond of up to $20,000 as a condition of visa issuance, as determined by the consular officers. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Chris Aldridge. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman has cast doubt on President Trump's assertion that the U.S. and Iran will begin new talks today. Esmail Baghaei said there were currently no negotiations underway between the two countries and that Tehran has no plans to receive a U.S. delegation or send an Iranian delegation to meet U.S. officials. Japan and the U.S. have confirmed that both countries coordinated moves to prop up the yen last week after the Japanese currency fell to a 40-year low. The Japanese Minister of Finance said she would not hesitate to take further joint action if needed. The International Committee of the Red Cross has confirmed one of its delegates has been able to meet Myanmar's detained former leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, the first confirmed outside contact with her for 2.5 years. The ICRC said the private meeting took place in line with its usual procedures. Dozens of people, including children, have been kidnapped by gunmen in northwestern Nigeria. Residents say the attackers rode into Kasuwa Daji village on motorcycles overnight from Saturday into Sunday, first targeting a nearby military base before moving from house to house. In Pakistan, the authorities now say that 17 people were killed by a suicide bomber in an attack on Sunday outside a police station in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. The explosion took place while hundreds of people were holding a rally against increasing numbers of militant attacks. Water bombing planes are being used to help hundreds of firefighters in Greece battling wildfires on 3 fronts west of the capital, Athens. Helicopters have also rejoined the effort a day after 2 of them collided, killing 2 crew members. BBC News.